WHTC News time is now 8:56, and it's time now for the West Ottawa District Dialogue. Tom Martin is here, Superintendent of West Ottawa Public Schools. Tom, nice to finally meet you. Good morning. How are you?
And nice meeting you, too.
Good. So we've got. Thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. We've got a couple things to get to. We've got a bond thing that you guys are doing at West Ottawa Public Schools. Why don't you talk about that a little bit this morning?
Yes. On May 6th, we'll be asking the voters to an extended bond that will produce about $90 million worth of revenue over two series. We can generate $42 million in 14 and another $47.5 in 20, and it will keep the millage rate at the current level of 7.75. There are three categories that this bond will produce revenue for. One, safety and security. Two, instructional technology. And three, building improvements.
Okay, so these are things that are going to be put towards to improve the district and kind of rebuild some things here and there throughout the school district. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. We haven't passed a bond since 02.
Okay.
And so this is a matter of taking care of the investments that we have. And we feel very strongly that this is the right call. We worked with a community group over 4 months to establish this. Our last bond proposal included a performing arts center and athletic stadium, and the group has decided that that's not what we really should go for at this point, and we are sticking to these three categories that will really provide stability to the district over the next 10 years.
We're speaking with Tom Martin, West Ottawa District Superintendent. This is the West Ottawa District Dialogue presented by Edward Jones Offices of Lee Bosco, Rick Knapp, and Daniel P. Melnick, members SIPC. Have you seen, what kind of support from the community have you seen from this bond question?
Well, we actually did a survey. We did a 400 random sample with part of this process, and actually, how we packaged it, mm-hmm. it actually had about 70% support via the survey. And so we feel very comfortable that this is something, and it's the right time, it's the right ask. And again, it will provide stability to the district over the next 10 years because our conversation has been with the group, what do you want the district to look like 3, 5, and 10 years down the road?
What are some problems you've run into trying to raise this? Again, from 70%, it looks like you have a lot of support, but have you had any issues with this bond, raising this bond?
No. I think that we had a great community conversation, and there was a lot of angst about what to include in it because we want to make sure that we are successful, and so that's why we eventually did the survey, so that we had 400 voices plus the 30 to 60 folks that showed up, you know, every 2 weeks for 4 months.
Okay, outstanding. Tom Martin, the West Ottawa District Superintendent here of West Ottawa Public Schools. And you, like many other school districts, had another winter vacation last week. I'm assuming the students are extremely happy to be back in school.
And they are, and so are their parents.
Absolutely, the parents. Tom, thank you so much for being with us this
morning.
Thank you. That's the West Ottawa District Dialogue right here on 1450 WHTC, once again brought to you by the Edward Jones Offices of Lee Bosco, Rick Knapp, and Daniel P. Melnick.